God for a wonderful and beautiful worship. I'm Reverend Philip Daniel from FGCCI, Full Gospel Christian Church International. Chami Church is based in Kuala Lumpur, but I'm also the pastor over at the church, in the main church, and also run two ministries. We are part of the church, which is FGCCI Empowerment Ministry that hosts the Zoom, and also the FGCCI Outreach Ministry at Srambanjud. We're so blessed today, and as we are in Holy Week, I believe God is doing great things for all of us. And because He's doing great things for all of us, I praise God that our FGCCI Empowerment Ministry has actually gone global. And praise God, God has brought many speakers, men and women of God from all over the globe to actually come to our platform and preach. And tonight we are so blessed to have Pastor Jeremy Pebley, who has actually spoken in our Zoom empowerment meeting last year. And we are so blessed to have him join us again today. We are so blessed. Good to see you. Wonderful technology. The Zoom, we can meet each other even though you're in the States and we are here in Malaysia. Praise God. God is so good to have connected us together with my brother Kelvin. Praise the Lord. God is so good and so kind. Tonight, Pastor Jeremy, who is from the JMC Ministries, who partners with his beloved spouse, Marinda, who lead their ministry in the States, which is also through the Zoom and also through live. They evangelize and touch many, many hearts. And today, Pastor Jeremy will be speaking about the season of the fruit picker, right? So I would like to pass this time to Pastor Jeremy Kevley.
Thank you so very much. It is an honor and a privilege to come fellowship with you today, and all the many blessings to you and everyone in Malaysia and all those rest around the world that will see these broadcasts or hear these messages right now or even in the future. So as the message is being brought today, it was going to be called The Season of the Fruit Picker. This is a message and part of the Ditch Digger series, but I wanted specifically to do this one today to describe and explain where are we in the harvest process in fulfilling the Great Commission. What is God doing right now today in Malaysia and the rest of the world? So as we experienced earlier this week, there was a 24-hour prayer and worship Asia conference that every 2 to 4 hours, people in different countries showed up to intercede for their country, for Asia, for Malaysia, for the United States, the rest of the globe. They were asking for repentance for what was happening in their lives, in their families, in their businesses, in their homes, in their country, whether they were out in the field, whether they were inside of an office, or they were in a school or anywhere else. They were asking God to come in to these moments and repent for our ways and asking God to change things. Many people are looking at the focal point of being here in America about the Asbury revival and that outpouring that happened in Kentucky. And many people came from all over the U.S. and the rest of the globe, including a missionary from Malaysia that moved to Kentucky several years ago and felt God was going to do something that would go around the whole world. And before that and after, a couple of years ago, we were doing international conferences during the pandemic. And during these conferences, they were 10 days long. They were 24 hours a day. We were under high-level attack. We had computer devices and cell phones and tablets and things of that nature for speakers and those that attended. Things are being, you know, destroyed and not able to use. And God was opening doors. There were several times where people couldn't join. Other times there were so many people that could join. It was an overflow. And it was just an ebb and flow of what was happening for 2020 and 2021. And God spoke and said that when 2022 opened up, that a lot of change was going to happen because the doors of different places were either going to be more stayed and centered in the lockdown, or things are going to start opening up around the world. And as this happened, there was a shift in the church. There was a shift in what was happening in the world and how people were meeting. Here in America, sadly to report, there are many churches that do not have an evening Sunday service. Some don't have Wednesdays or Thursdays. And I reflect what just happened on Monday. A 24-hour representative of multiple countries in Asia interceding on the behalf of their country and the world that Jesus Christ would send his Holy Spirit to the nations so that every tribe and every tongue hear the message of the gospel. This is a sense of urgency, my brothers and sisters, that I shared this message with you today. Because for this to continue to go where God wants it to be like a third great awakening, an awakening in your personal life to a prayer restoration and restore to your families and the commitment to your communities, it is now a transition to the season of the fruit picker. But before I talk about the season of the fruit picker, I must explain and take honor and glory to Jesus Christ for what happened during the season of the ditch digger. For those that have not heard that message, to summarize, what is a ditch digger? It is quite simply what it sounds like. If you've ever had a trench that was connected to a forest, or it was connected to a garden, and you dig this trench so that water could be poured into it, or it's a trench for a side of a road so that, you know, water and waste and things can flow down. It's a trench in times of war that is dug for soldiers to walk through. There's different answers for what a ditch digger is, but the big answer and the defining moment of what a ditch digger is for the body of Christ, we're talking about those prayer warriors. We're talking about those that intercede for you, whether it's your grandfather, your grandmother, your parent, your elder in the church, someone else that's in the church that's been praying. They've been laying hands on chairs. They've been laying hands on doors. They've been anointing windows and places and asking God to move. And they're not being noticed. They're not being on a platform. They're not trying to boast and run around with a big megaphone saying, hey, this is what's happening. No, they are interceding in their private prayer closets, asking God to move in these moments. They are the volunteers. You have an event. What normally happens when you have events in person? Somebody normally wants to bring a food dish, or they want to bring some kind of other sustenance and things that would be providing for that. Maybe you needed to have somebody set up some kind of decoration or things of that nature. Maybe you needed someone to come in and clean a facility. Maybe there's a bereavement. Someone passed away. You have a group that will come in and want to make food for that person, and another group that would send a letter or a card or a phone call or a WhatsApp message or an email or a text message. These are the volunteers that make up the body of Christ, that make up the generic portion of what a church looks like. Because you have the regular elders and the leadership, and then you have everyone else that interacts with them too. This is what was happening. Many ministries during this pandemic season were placed into a ditch digger moment because a lot of places were in lockdown. A lot of things were not normal anymore, and the future changed to a new normal. So we had to think and operate differently using technologies and finding different ways to spread the gospel to the nations. So all these different people that were working towards this time, what you see is they prepared the way, very similar to what happens in Luke, where Jesus commands the 70 people to go ahead of him into the cities and to talk about who he is and what's going on and what God is delivering the message. So these people went ahead of Jesus And then they came back and gave a report. This is what's happened during the 2020-2021 season. And then 2022, a lot of things changed because the shift happened. Here we are in 2023, and we're seeing the season of the fruit picker. This is where a team effort of multiple ministries with people with multiple gifts are going out to bring in the harvest. When I talk about harvest, we're talking about what God has already planted the seeds. He's already tilled the soil. He's already prepared the way. The message of the gospel has already possibly been planted in the hearts and minds of people, or it's been planted in that region through prayer and fasting for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So how are we going to tend to this garden? How are we going to be ready to do what God is calling us to do for this season of the fruit picker that is happening around the world? We're talking about elders. We're talking about a continuation of what prayer warriors and counselors and those that tend to the new flock, the new sheep, those that just got saved. If we're going to have an influx of people come in to our meetings in person or online, we need to be prepared for those that have never heard the gospel and be prepared for those that just got saved. Or maybe they rededicated their life and they've not lived for God for 10 to 20, 50 plus years. These people will be doing exactly what Jesus talked about. They will be doing further sustaining ministry work. They'll be commissioning and sending out more people into the nations. They will be casting out demons in Jesus' name. They will be healing the sick. They'll be comforting people with their words, thoughts, and deeds and actions. You will be able to see that these individuals are truly ambassadors of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you look at Matthew chapter 12, verse 33, Matthew chapter 12, verse 33. It says, make a tree good and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad, for a tree is recognized by its fruit. Now, there's analogy here where if you take a moldy piece of fruit and you set a good piece of fruit beside it and you just set it in the dark, set it in the light, it doesn't matter. Over time, the moldy fruit will take over and dominate the clean, healthy fruit. And then both fruits become one moldy fruit. We must be careful what we do, what we say, and who and where we are, because we will become a moldy fruit in our personal lives, in our ministry, in our relationships. And if we're not careful, the devil is going to ensnare us in this. That's the next part. The devil, as we know, is a roaring lion looking to and fro of what he wants to do and how he wants to operate. You won't need to brag on yourself about what God is doing in your life. You won't need to have to go forward and try and be something that you're not. There'll be people talking things about you and not understanding and being confused in this season. But those of you, you must have your blinders on as you fix your eyes upon the faith of Jesus Christ. You're not looking to and fro of what is happening in the world. Because while there's great harvest and great revival and great healings and great testimonies, there's also going to be chaos and discord and destruction and signs of wars and rumors of wars and tons of natural disasters and lots of physical harmings of people and illnesses and different things that can simultaneously happen while God is trying to move, because the devil is trying to war and meet toe to toe and fist to fist with God to get the attention in the hearts and minds of people amongst the nations. We have to be headstrong and focused as a pierced sharp sword, as a sharp bullet inside of like a sniper rifle, as a person lays on the ground as a sniperman waiting 12 hours to make the perfect shot. We must be like that kind of individual as we focus in on what God wants. We can't be so focused in on what the world wants. We can't be so focused in what our spouse wants or what our job wants. If we're wanting to serve the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have to put him first and foremost in our lives, so we can see what the Holy Spirit is doing. In this season of the fruit picker, it is very similar to those of you that know anything about radio or know anything about satellites or television broadcasts or even this Zoom broadcast. There's a frequency that this internet channel on Zoom that goes to Malaysia, that goes to the United States and across the globe, that goes through that little tube. Just like if you have a car or if you have a radio at your desk, there's a frequency that goes into that box. You plug it in the wall. The frequency is already touching. You don't see the frequency. You can't hear the frequency. You got to turn the box on. Okay, the box is on. You still have this dial. It has all these numbers. You have to tune into the right channel, whether it's 100.1 or 98.3 or 105, whatever the frequency is. If we're not tuned and dialed into the correct frequency, you won't be on the right channel. But wait, there's more. You have to turn the volume up. God does this in our lives every day. The Holy Spirit is with us. For those of us that are Christians, we should be aware that if we are saved and we've dedicated our life and we're sanctified and we're trying to follow what God is doing, the Bible is very clear that we are ambassadors of Christ and that our bodies should be the temple for the Holy Spirit. That means you're in tune to the frequency. That means you're in tune to the season. You're in tune to the moments of what's happening. And yes, during this season of the fruit picker, yes, there still will be people doing the ditch digging. They will still be forging the path ahead that's never been forged before. Whether you are a missionary, a worship leader, a pastor, a preacher, or you're just a regular congregant that just knows how to pray, or maybe you just got saved 5 minutes ago. We are all parts of the body of Christ. So the harvest is the fruit of this labor. Whatever things you think you might have or you lack, God is going to provide what you need through the Holy Spirit for this season. So I have questions that I have to ask those today that are not already aware of where we are at in this season, in this moment of what God is doing. When is the last time you've affected someone's life and you led them to Christ? Have you ever led anyone to Christ? When was the last time you wanted to learn and study and share about what you heard in church? If your message is, man, that was a good sermon, and you can't effectively communicate to someone else what you learned in church, you're missing a big opportunity of what the body of Christ does. Example, many of us like sports. I can guarantee I can talk to someone about a sporting event and they can name the names of who did what the final score was, what happened when they threw a flag and the foul, who they want to see go to the final game. You can find many men in the U.S. and the rest of the world. If something happened to their precious truck and they had a law enforcement agent want to interview them about it, they could describe in detail, this is my truck, this is the make, this is the model, this is how many miles are on it. When our heart is fixed and tuned to the right frequency, the desires of our heart manifest in what we say and what we do. What is most important to us today? Where we are trying to go? Do we volunteer for different events, Sunday school or other church events, things in our ministry, things we can pray for? This goes to the next part for the season for the fruit picker. For this to grow, we need to have people doing Sunday school meetings. We need to have people discipling and doing discipleship courses to train the body of Christ, because sadly enough, the church is becoming a Sunday morning experience, and many churches are open at 10 a.m. on a Sunday and nothing else happens. Maybe three times a year they'd have a small group, and that is it, because there's no one to fill these roles that used to be filled in days that are long gone. We have to be careful to understand where we are going and what we are doing to be effective in this season of the fruit picker. If we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9, turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and this will be verses 19 through 23. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 through 23. It says, though I am free and belong to no one, I made myself a slave to everyone, to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jew. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under this law. So as to win those under the law, to those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but I'm under Christ's law. To win those not having the law, to the weak, I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means, I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. I know many people would pause and say, time out, Jeremy. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a worship leader. I don't know how to pray. I just got saved 5 minutes ago. How am I going to do that? God is going to use you right where you're at. Whether you just got saved 5 minutes ago, or you're getting saved an hour from now. Because God has plans for us. Plans to, when you get saved, God brings spiritual gifts into our lives that may not existed before we got saved. It's very different for the successful businessman, the wise person with the master's degree and the PhD and is able to go around and call themselves Dr. So-and-so, and they have all these gifts. But some people such as the widow or the housewife or the child or the person that dropped out of school or the person that just was not popular, the person that used to be the town drunk, the person that was angry, God is going to use every single kind of person you can imagine. Because the Bible is very clear that we all have the gift of salvation when we have repentance of sins. Yes, there are physical consequences for our action, but the salvation gift to be born again is free for all of us. As we celebrate this Easter week of Christ sacrificing himself for the sins of the world, for the history of all mankind, it is a gift that we have. God's not going to limit you to just necessarily one thing. You may start by cooking food. You may start by going to a study and learning about the word. You may start by asking questions about God. He's going to place you into situations where your existing physical gifts you had before you got saved, along with the spiritual gifts that God gives you after you get saved, will glorify Jesus and more people will learn about Jesus. But sadly, as I said, many places, even in this season of the fruit picker, as different places are having revival, whether you are a church of 10 people or you're a church of 5,000, whether you have 20,000 attend your event or you have only 15, God is going to do the miraculous. Jesus didn't ask for 5,000 people. He asked for 12. Well, Jeremy, I'm just one person. It starts with one person. And if you're isolated where you are today, and you don't personally know someone in your circle of friends, in your community that's a Christian, God is going to provide someone in your area. He's going to bring people to help you. And until that time happens, and if it never does happen, God is going to open the door for the Holy Spirit to work through you, just like missionaries of old that went to different countries and learned the language of that area, and they may have been the only person there. God will make a difference. Again, the ditch digger was the one who prepared the way of the harvest. These protectors managed to maintain the flock in the body of Christ. And now this season of the fruit picker is bringing in a harvest. What you're seeing around the world are these servants who spent hours, days, weeks, and years working for Jesus. Ditch diggers who planted seeds upon people's hearts, in their communities, and in their families, and prayed for the churches they went to, long before many ever heard a salvation message. You have those that pray to lead them to Christ, and those that have worked in the valleys and dark times to what is happening today. We have to be prepared with a sense of urgency to understand where we are going and where we are headed next. To be in and out of season as the body of Christ, we must listen, tune into that frequency of the Holy Spirit to engage what this culture is doing and what God wants for the nations. I want to welcome you to this season of the fruit picker. May Jesus Christ be praised today, because right now, many of you are being called to do things in your community. Many of you being called to pray for someone you don't know in another country or in your hometown. Think about how many people before you were born actually prayed for your city, or they prayed for your country. There are thousands of people around the world that have prayed for India. They prayed for Malaysia. They prayed for Russia. They prayed for the United States. People that we have never met and will never meet. Prayers and fasting before our Lord and Savior, many of those that were placed in persecuted prisons and in labor camps and other things of that nature, that prayed for the world, for this time right now where we are at. And just like those conferences we did, sadly to report, many of the people who are involved in those conferences that were lasting 10 days, some of them died of natural causes. Some of them were persecuted for their faith. And they were stopped from being allowed to use social media. Some of them were lost their lives for their faith in Jesus. To prepare where we are today, our labor is not in vain when it is labor for the cause of Jesus Christ. This season of the fruit picker is right where we need to be. Many of people ask me, well, what happens after this? This will be a season for a time where a revival will come to different places. Just like if you sit on a beach and you watch the wave as the waves come in and out on the tide. We have a season for this to happen. And then God will move into a new season after that. Let us be ready for what God is calling us in this season of the fruit picker. The Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we want to come and praise you as we celebrate this preliminary Easter week, as we celebrate and reflect upon you making the ultimate price for the sins of the world, the sins of mankind. As you paid a debt we could not pay. We want to thank you, God, for what you're calling Malaysia to do today. And in this evening, as many people get ready to go to bed, or they're getting ready to go to their third shift job or wherever else they're doing, whether they're in the medical community or law enforcement, military, whatever it is they're doing, those that have to work overnight, whether if they're at a convenience store or they're making donuts or bread or whatever they do overnight, that you will guide and direct them this evening. Lord, for the rest of us that are preparing to go to sleep, and those that are not in Malaysia, that are spending the rest of their evening or their day, this new week for this month of April, that God, you will send signs and wonders and miracles. We will be in tune to the frequency of the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you that you just send your holy fire upon us right now, that we are able to walk into the blessings that you plan for us and the blessings of others. Let us be able to pray for our enemies. Let us be able to pray for our communities and our families and our homes and our country. May we be strengthened with one another in the body of Christ. May we be able to go forward and do what you called us to do. Lord, we pray for those that don't know what their spiritual gifts are yet, that you will reveal to them exactly what they're supposed to be doing in this season of the fruit picker. Lord, we pray for those that are full of wisdom and strength and knowledge and funding and capabilities, that they will be good stewards of their money. They will be good stewards of their time. They will be good stewards of the knowledge and their skill set that they have. Lord, we pray for the children in Malaysia and around the world, that you bring mentorship and strong leaders and teachers and professors in a medical community and other kinds of people to walk alongside them, to guide them, direct them in Jesus' name, that you will help them, that you will strengthen them for all the days of their life, that someone will come in contact with them and spread the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So as your word says, that you train a child in the ways to go, and they become older, they will learn to follow and walk in. Lord, we want to walk in your ways today. Lord Jesus, we want to be more like you. We want less of me and more of you. God, we want to die to ourselves, our flesh, our forked tongue, our mindset, what we hear, what we say, what we think, where we go. We want everything we do to be a form of worship to you. But Lord, our flesh is weak. Our mind is weak. Our body is weak. We are limited in what we can do. But we know we have a Savior. We know we have a Lord. We know we have an omnipotent power who, by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, will come down, sending the Holy Spirit upon us to do the miraculous things that you've called us to do. Whether it's just getting up that morning and going forth and taking care of our day, or you called us to do some kind of amazing thing, reaching somebody or taking care of a need that we didn't think that could happen. God, you care about the simple things to the most extravagant and big and large things. Lord, we want to thank you for these opportunities in our lives, as you are an awesome God who wants to spend time with us. Lord, let us not just offer our requests of what we want to you today. Let us bask in your presence and listen to the voice of Jesus Christ today. We want to hear your message, God. We want to be more like you. God, we want to thank you for what you're doing in Malaysia, what you're doing across the globe. Because we need a touch of your grace right now. There are many people hurt, and there are many people that are broken, and they're lost, and they've lost hope. There are many leaders right now in the faith of God, of what is happening, and where things are going, and what you're trying to do, because you have a message right now. You have a message for us. To not lose hope, to not give up, because in this moment, in this season right now, send people to guide and direct your church, Lord. There's many that need an encouraging word. There's many that are looking to find work. There's many that are trying to make decisions of things in their family and in their jobs, their education, and they need a touch of you today, God. We need your help. We need your guidance. We need your truth and strength again. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done and where you're going to guide us next. I want to seek your face, Lord, to become more like you, less of me and more of you. Lord, we pray for this harvest that's coming to Malaysia and the rest of the world, that God, you will open the doors, you will strengthen and guide people in this season, that you will help them, that you will lead and direct them by the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We want to thank you, God, as we prepare for the rest of this Easter preliminary weekend, as we celebrate Easter, we celebrate what you've done on that cross and how you want to lead us and where you want to guide us, Lord. We want to thank you for these wonderful opportunities, for who you are. Lord, we want to repent for not listening to you like we should have. Lord, we want to repent for how we have not try to do what you called us to do. Because if we were listening more to you, many different things would be happening right now. If we were going forth and stepping out on faith, Lord, more things would be happening. Lord, so we present Malaysia to you right now. From every piece of Malaysia and every piece of India and every piece of China and every piece of the whole planet Earth, we present this whole planet of people to you. And we want you, Lord, to just send your glory down. We want to ask for your forgiveness, God. We want another opportunity to hear the message of the gospel. We want another chance to try and bring more souls into the kingdom. We want to be ready in season and out of season. We want to thank you, God, for what you're doing and where you're leading us and what is happening in this season of the fruit picker. By the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen.